How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Come on. Tiffany, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Tiffany Nguyen is known as a spunky spiritualist. She's a spiritual life coach who helps busy professionals and sensitive high achievers live authentically. I'm excited to have you on. Tiffany, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Thank you, George, for having me on the show today. So a little bit about my personal life. I am a full-time pharmacist, and I also work as a spiritual life coach. And I help people to reconnect with this truth by unraveling their thought patterns to change them and reframe them so they can have a more authentic life, so they can create a more aligned future with who they are.
Nice. I appreciate that. So unraveling thought patterns. Tell me a little bit about that.
So everybody have different upbringing, different culture, and different personal experiences and circumstances. So throughout all of our life, we do certain things without thinking very deeply why we do the way we do. And that influences our behavior and our feelings just because of those thought patterns. We never really stop and examine them until we have chaos or obstacle. Most people found me when they going through a breakup or something like severe not working out in their life. It's feel like when the reality around them are shaking. So that when we have to take a hard look of what had brought us to that point. And that's where all the thought patterns come in. So I help them to take a deep dive into why they do the way they do, why they behave the way they behave, and how we form our feeling that way, how we attract to certain things, to certain people. And so we can be more, live a life more wholesome and more aligned to us.
It's fascinating, right, that we have a tendency to live in these certain patterns of doing the same destructive behaviors over and over again, or falling into the same kind of relationships with the same kind of people over and over again. And unless we do take that deep dive and try to figure out what's going on, we're going to keep doing the same thing.
Exactly.
So when we talk about doing that deep dive, what does that process look like?
That process look a little bit scary because we have to be very brutally honest with ourselves. And it's also a moment that we also have to be very vulnerable and to face not only our strength, but our weakness and almost like our dark side, almost what we think that is not good in us. And also some part of almost like an unknown, because we never really stopped and think about it before. So they're like a little bit of mystery, but also like the fear of unknown to face it. So the process sounds uncomfortable, but also once we go through it, it's pretty, I guess, like a big relief. And what we get out of it is that make clarity. And from that clarity, we get this inner peace that, okay, we know who we are now and we're much more grounded. And we just have this quiet confidence that can carry us through to life challenges.
Yeah, it certainly makes sense. When I'm thinking about going through a process like that, I imagine that some people need different, I guess, tactics or strategies. Is it trying to go back incrementally and say, okay, what are your earliest memories from when you were, you know, 4 or 5, 6, or how, I think that I imagine some people have a hard time sort of peeling back those layers.
Yes, definitely. So the way I work tend to help more is by working with relationship first, because in a relationship, we tend to have many of our own aspects coming out. And so from that, it's easier to talk about our own behavior in our certain kind of relationship, as in romantic or in our family relationship. So it's easier to peel back our own layers. And then after that, we can, you know, dive deeper into what we think about ourselves. So when we start opening with relationship, we have like some, I guess, focal point to focus and some, mouth marker to look at. So it's easier for our memory to recall and replay and think about why we think about that way. It's almost separating us a little bit in the beginning. So it's not like jumping straight right in, which is good. So we just help people to trigger a lot of their memory and feelings.
Yeah, I imagine that that the vast majority of the thoughts that need to be unraveled probably do have to do with interpersonal communications or exchanges with other people.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.
And also, we are emotional beings. So a lot of our behavior are fueled by our emotions. And that's what helps keep the memory very strong. So if we can recall something that affect us very deeply, it tend to be having either we got from our upbringing or somebody traumatized us in some way. Mm-hmm. That would make us remember for a long time.
So as a pharmacist, isn't there just a pill that we can take for this?
Well, I think depend on what you are treating. Unfortunately, thought pattern is not like an infection that you can just take a course of antibiotic so that can help resolve it really quick. It's something that we don't, it's affected so many part of us throughout all of our life in a way that is almost subconsciously because we don't really stop and think about it. So for pharmacy wise, we treat the disease the best when we know the root cause of it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you're taking the wrong drug, you might be just masking the symptoms. So for example, I think for me, if people are going to pharmacy and they treating like the symptoms, maybe taking a drug to numb the pain or something, at certain level, it helps to when you were so overwhelming to the point that affect your daily life that you cannot function, then that kind of drug to help with the symptoms really help. But in the long run, if we never do the work and get down to the root cause, that's not going to be sustainable in the long run.
Yeah, I think that's really well said right there. And I was, of course, joking. There's no magic pill that's going to unravel negative thought patterns and trauma from our past. And I think, unfortunately, you probably experience it all the time that as a society and as a people, we're interested in finding a kind of a hack or a quick fix. Where in this example, and so many, there is not a hack or a quick fix. You do need to roll up your sleeves and dig in and do the hard work in order to actually figure out what the problem is.
Exactly. I think if we just all have a quick fix, we're never going to learn anything. I think if we just like if we're learning something in school, for example, if we never spend time to actually read the book or do the exercise, we never kind of remember 3 days afterwards.
So. Right. I do like the analogy of having a prescription for what needs to be done, even though the solution is not going to be a pill of any kind. But the idea of here's the steps we're going to go through. We're going to really examine your past history to find the trauma. And then once you identify that, how are you thinking or how are you coaching people about looking forward?
So once we identify that, the best thing is to increase the awareness of it. And we recognize that those that turns out pattern, they're not necessarily objective truth. And our reality, what we perceive is just what our perception is, not what is true. So when we change the way we think, we can change the way we behave. And when we change our actions, we will get different results. So usually it has to come with two parts. One, they kind of understand the patterns. So mindfulness is a big practice in what I help with people. And it go hand in hand. We need like they have to raise awareness to recognize when the pattern coming up again. Because it's not like you see the pattern and you cure forever.
Right.
It will come up time and time again. So people have to catch it and be more aware of it in the future. But when they catch it, they can catch the way they think they're doing, and they might decide to change their decision. And thus they have more freedom. They have true freedom to choose how they're actually going to behave. And that's going to steer their life in a different direction.
That's the trick right there, huh? Just being able to recognize when the feelings bubble up, recognize what the trigger was, and then hopefully take a new action, positive actions. And is it a function of that eventually, hopefully, the feelings stop coming up?
I think it takes with time. Feelings move much slower through our body compared to our thoughts. Obviously, we can think of something very quickly, and our thoughts come and go, at the speed of thought, so faster than seconds. For feelings, it goes through us much slower, and we need time to process a lot of heavy feelings, like shame, guilt, a lot of those low self-esteem feelings. It takes a lot of time to undoing all of that, but eventually, once we have this clarity, when we have this enough awareness and we know what is true and what is not true, eventually the feeling is going to build in our heart, and that become a strong motivation. But it's going to take time and practice. So that's why it's probably good to work with someone so we don't lapse into our giving up self and back into our past and going nowhere.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, I don't think I've ever thought about how feelings move slower than our thoughts do. Feelings come slower than our thoughts do, but they certainly do. That's very interesting.
Yes, definitely, Lou. If you think about any movie, if you really like a movie, even long after they're done, we can still talk about it because the feeling, we still have that feeling, and that make us recall memory of anything and it just stay in our body much longer. That's why memory will work. If you trigger a feeling, the memory come up much stronger.
In terms of looking forward to the life that somebody wants, do you is it goal setting? Is it writing it down? Is it visualizing? Tell me a little bit about that.
So first I have to realize what is truly what they want, and they have to separate it with other people's expectations. Mm. What I notice is we tend to just plan our life according to whatever expected of us or whatever we think is normal, but that's not necessarily what makes us actually happy. So we need to make the thought about life align with whatever our value is, whatever what brings us joy and actually happiness. And then we will, I think once we have a goal in life, then we can have like an idea of how to get there. But if we don't know what we want in our life, then we never really have a direction. We always be confused.
That's 100% true, right? Wants versus expectations. Expectations are such a powerful thing, obviously, and because we get them from everywhere, from our immediate family and obviously from society, which is now all around us, and social media and all that junk that's out there. But to really get down to what you really want, like authentically what you really want, don't have shame around that. Don't judge what you think, you know, other people are going to think what you want. That's, I bet that's not an easy thing to do.
No, but what interesting is, as people go going through the work with me, what I go through is like a spiritual growth. And what usually happens is, so our word is basically a reflection of our inner world. So when we, I guess like when we start seeing like a new way, whatever our own view, our own world start to shift away. So a lot of what my client experienced going through the growth was a lot of their, even family or a lot of their friends, when they no longer align with them anymore, they tend to either fall off or move away, or the relationship kind of fall apart kind of thing. But in place of that, there's this space that other people, all the support and our network and our world change and shift again. So people have changed jobs, have moved, they have make new connection, new relationship, is quite very normal. We basically changing our world from the inside out.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a sense of, well, I think it's probably different for everybody, how long this process takes?
Yeah, it depends on each person, because each of us have different baggage, mm-hmm. and how complicated our thought patterns or how traumatized we are, and just how aware we are on our problem, on ourselves, and how determined and how, you know, going forward. So it depends on people, but it does happen. I've seen some going as fast as like in a few months, and some going that far out in like in a few years. So it all depends on us, on each person's pace, but their personality.
Makes sense. Well, Tiffany, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
I say to have courage. That I think is the courage is almost like a paradox in our society. It's like we are ready to take on the day, have the courage to do all the hard things, but we might not have the courage to be vulnerable. So I encourage people to have the courage. That's one of the important things. And to be, you know, to start become their own best friend. That would be my best tip.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
Tiffany, thank you so much for coming out. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Yes, people can come on my website, spunkyspiritualist.com, and they can contact me there.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Tiffany your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to spunkyspiritualist.com and get in touch with Tiffany. Thanks again, Tiffany.
Thank you, George. Thank you for having me on.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.